Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we did have a great weekend weather-wise, but we know that colder and more changeable weather is on the way as winter moves closer. And with all of us facing high energy and big heating bills, we do need to know how to keep our homes cosy and comfortable without breaking the bank. So with all his top tips on how to do that, I'm joined now from our Cork studio by Kieran McCarthy, engineer and house builder with KMC Homes and presenter of Cheap Irish Homes on Irish TV. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Now, I have questions coming in for you. You won't be surprised to hear. So will we get started with them? This person lives in an old two-storey stone house with only crawl space for an attic. Can you please ask, Kieran, how I could insulate upstairs? I'm wondering if insulating from inside is possible because the ceilings are a little bit higher than normal because it's a hipped roof. So how could I go about it? That's from Marie.
Well, the thing to remember there is, like, whereas you do need to insulate in the crawl space, which is 300 to 400 mil of a quilt insulation. The more difficult part to insulate is the sloped ceiling parts on the left and the right as you look down the ceiling. And you really need to get a rigid insulation between your rafters there. So you'll have to strip off your existing ceiling, your ceiling, insulate between the rafters, and you might need a dry lining board as well. Now, you might take the view of putting on an airtight membrane there as well, just to stop air leakage and your heat going out through your first floor ceiling as well, you know, so it is a bit invasive.
Now, I have one here, and I bet a lot of people are facing this problem, Kieran. The sunroom with the slated roof, wooden dome ceiling. It's the one area, says this listener, I noticed to be colder than the rest of the house. And they want to know, is there a way to insulate the roof? There's no access from the attic because it's joined to the gable. And you know that sunrooms, they're really hot in the summer and freezing cold in the winter, aren't they?
They are, yeah. I mean, again, you've the exact same situation here, insulating between the rafters. You could flatten the ceiling if you want to bring it down a little bit, which will keep the place a little bit warmer again. And if you flatten it by bringing down a ceiling, you can put your quilt insulation up into the flat section, like you would on a typical three-bed semi. But it is, any sloped ceiling, you have to insulate between the rafters, keep a little passageway for ventilation between the outside surface of the insulation and the underside of the slates, and then you probably have to put air tightness and then a dry lining board on the inside to create your ceiling.
What happens if you don't do that ventilation bit when you're insulating?
Yeah, well, I mean, this happens in all insulation. Like, the outer surface of your insulation is a dew point, so you get condensation, little amounts of moisture on the outside surface of your insulation, and you need to ventilate that. If you're dry lining a wall, you'd stand a little stud wall between you and the existing wall to create a little passageway so you can ventilate that, and you put little vents in under and at the top of your wall, your new stud wall. In external insulation, it is on the outside anyway, so that the wind will blow it away. And in your attic, you need to make sure your attic is ventilated to remove this condensation, and also keep your roof timbers ventilated as well.
Now, there are a few basic things we can do when it comes to getting ready for the winter, Kieran, aren't there? You know, before we get to the point where we're insulating, so we can look at the boiler and the radiators. Will you run us through a bit of a checklist, if you like?
Yeah, well, I suppose, like, the first thing is kind of getting yourself autumn ready, and then you're getting yourself winter ready. In the autumn, you tend to have high winds, typically in the autumn, coming from the hurricane season in the States. So the first thing I'd always be doing is moving the patio furniture into the garage and whatever. You stop ending getting airborne in a heavy wind like we had a couple of weeks ago. You're looking at your boiler to get your boiler serviced. You're looking at bleeding your radiators to make sure, like, fire up the heating. If you have a cold patch in the radiator, it's simple enough. Just get a radiator key. You can get it in any hardware store and twist the key on the top piece of your radiator, the key receiver, and the valve, and you can bleed off the air that's in the radiator, and then you see a little bit of dirty water come through. Then you know you can close it again, and then your radiator heat is maintained. You could get your chimney swept as well, worth looking at. I would, on flat roofs, I check to make sure all your outlets are free of leaves, because obviously we're getting leaves coming off the trees now. Check to make sure your gutters outside and your gullies on the ground are all free of leaves as well, because you're going to start getting heavy rain now in the next few weeks or months. You want to make sure your roof system is able to deal with all that. Simple things like, you know, if you've any exposed pipes, internally warm pipes or cold pipes, is worth lagging them. You can just get lagging from your hardware store again and just kind of get cable ties and fix it to your pipes. Stop them freezing on the cold pipes, and also keep your warm pipes warmer, so you lose less heat. Obviously you're insulating your cavities, and you're insulating your attic if you can at all. And obviously there's SEI grants available for this. And just protect against rodents. This is the kind of season of where rodents are going to be coming into the building. So protecting the building for any kind of hairline cracks or what have you against rodents will also stop air leakage, warm air leakage coming out.
They can get in through the tiniest of cracks, can't they?
They certainly can, yeah. I know them well.
Now, if you have an unused fireplace, it's really important to sort that out, because you really are heating up the outdoors, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, you can block an unused fireplace internally and up at the roof level on the pots. But the important is you need a slight vent in the chimney breast, in the chimney itself, because you can get a buildup of gases in it. So you need to vent it, but you would substantially block it just with plasterboard and a little 4-inch vent at the fireplace, because otherwise you're losing heat out through the chimney the whole time, you know.
Now, here's another one from a listener who wants to know, what is the benefit of triple glazed windows over double glazed? Do the triple glazed keep the house much warmer?
That's an interesting question. Like, triple glazed will keep the house a little bit warmer because it has a higher thermal conduct. It has a higher a lower U value than double glazed. And the main benefit of triple glazed really is for a northern or southern elevation. On a southern elevation, it will stop excess heat gain in the summer. On a northern elevation, it will stop excess heat loss in the winter. So if you have a big sunroom and it's all facing south, you don't want it to get too warm in the summer. So triple glazing is of most value for a northern or a southern elevation, and a fair bit less for an east and a west, because you don't get as much fluctuations in the kind of heat seasonally. You know?
All right, so you have to work out your orientation first and take it from there.
Yeah.
So this listener, this is from Niamh, who got in touch to ask, what type of heating would you recommend for a 1930s terraced house with fireplaces in most rooms? So Niamh likes the character and she'd like to keep those fireplaces. They've got oil heating at the moment. They can't afford an air-to-water heat pump, but they need to upgrade the heating and electrics in the house. So what would be an alternative?
The thing about the air-to-water is it's an expensive process. It's an expensive system to buy, but you also need the full deep retrofit. So there's a significant price tag with all that. You could look at electrical radiators, which are very popular now and very efficient. And you could look at solar PV, which, you know, for a mid-terraced house could be $8,000, not an insignificant sum in itself, but I mean, you get a return on that forever then.
Mm-hmm. That's including the grants, is it?
Well, it depends on how many the panels you get. I mean, it could be $6,000 plus the $2,500 of the grants, or it could be 10, you know, so it depends on how many panels you get. Mm-hmm. And the more panels you get, the more it'll cost, but the more energy you're generating. So you could look at the solar PV as a renewable addition to your house, and you could look at electrical radiators then as your heat source.
Okay, let's take another one here. This person would like advice about insulation and ceiling options for a suspended wooden floor. The void is 2 feet in places, with utility pipes and wiring in places. What would you do with that? It's a sanded and varnished floor, Ciarán.
Yeah, I'm afraid there's no real way to do it apart from taking off the timber floor that I'm aware of, and then you need to insulate between the floor joists, again making sure you have a ventilated cavity underneath, because you're still going to need to ventilate for the timbers, for the lifespan of the timbers, particularly the floor joists, and you can use chicken wire typically in the past to hold up the insulation, stop it sagging, and then you're reinstating the floor again afterwards. So look, if you have a specialist company or a very good carpenter, they can number the boards, take them up, and they can probably reinstate them again. You might need to kind of revarnish again, unfortunately.
No shortcuts there?
Not that I'm aware of, I'm afraid, no.
Ciarán, thanks very much. We're out of time, but we'll talk to you again. Thank you so much. Ciarán McCarthy there, engineer and house builder with KMC Homes, and presenter as well of Cheap Irish Homes on RTE Television.